We're the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships from Jackson, Tennessee. I'm joined today by Southwestern head softball coach Angela Frobase. The Pirates picking up a win today in the first SCAC softball game of the tournament, 2-1 over the Rhodes College Lynx. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on how you thought the game played out today.
It was a very fast game, and we're glad to take the victory from it. We definitely know there's some things we can improve on, and are going to have to improve on for the next game. But we're definitely excited to get that first game under our belt.
Coach, all the time I hear coaches talk about how important it is to scratch across runs with two outs. Both your runs today, two out runs. Just talk about how important that was to be able to put rallies together even with two outs.
It was critical for us, because we threatened every inning, and so with the two, we were able to. By pushing one across, it definitely helped us get the victory today. So we've done that a lot this year, and we're glad that we could continue to do it.
We talked coming into the weekend, Coach, that you have a core group of seniors that have meant a lot to this program. You had a senior today in the circle, and Lindsay Moss, who pitched outstanding for you. She went all seven innings, allowed just five hits, struck out seven. Just talk about her performance in the circle this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, she was ready to go from the get-go. She really took control from the first inning, striking out the first couple batters, and we felt really good with her on the mound. So that's always a great thing, and that helps our hitters out, too. So when balls aren't falling, it's good to know that our pitcher is going to do a job for us and that the defense was going to do a job for us.
Coach, two outs in the sixth inning, runners on first and second. You decide to make a change there and put in Kayla Irvin, the sophomore, in for Abby O'Connor. You made the change. It worked for you. Talk about why you decided to make that decision, and then talk about Kayla's at-bat, two strikes on her, and she was able to foul off some balls, protect the plate, and then come up with a big hit.
Kayla's been swinging great the last 2 weeks. We need to get her more at-bats than what we're doing, and so she's one of our top hitters, and so we just really knew there was going to be a moment for her, and that was definitely a great moment for her to come in, and she's just been doing a phenomenal job lately, and we really like what she can do, and we just felt great confidence with her.
Coach, obviously enjoyed this win, but still a lot of work to be done, especially today. You advanced to play Birmingham Southern, the number one seed out of the Eastern Division. You know you have a big challenge ahead of you. What did you tell the girls after the game? What are you going to need to continue to do well to try and get the result you want this afternoon?
We're going to have to execute a little bit better than what we did, and with runners on, we're going to have to do a little bit better job of execution because we did threaten that last game every single inning and just couldn't quite push a run across, and so I just let them know that we're going to have to step it up even more, and we can't make little mental mistakes, and that we're going to have to be at our best.
Southwestern University head softball coach Angela Frobase and her Pirates picking up a win today 2-1 in the first game of the SCAC Conference Tournament over Rhodes College, advancing in the winner's bracket, and will play Birmingham Southern College this afternoon. Coach, congratulations and best of luck.
All right, thank you.